The most recent close call happened this weekend. Confusion as a Delta flight aborted its landing in Boston after a cockpit collision alert warned that an American jet was just 300 feet away on an intersecting runway.
Delta 23321 going to Rockets of America.
America 3161, where are you going?
You cleared for takeoff, 3161.
Today, a stunning revelation from the organization that represents the nation's airlines.
There are many more, thousands of more of near misses than are probably out there in the public and that, you know, get the headlines. There are hundreds of them every single day.
But only a fraction make the news. The FAA says most reported incidents are not close calls and that runway incursion rates have decreased more than 10% since last year. In April, the FAA says two Southwest planes came within 500 feet of each other over Nashville.
Schedule your landing clearance, schedule your approach clearance.
And a close call between two regional jets at New York's JFK Airport.
You fly through the approach course of runway 31 West, correct immediately.
We'll go, but you're 4464.
And following horrific crashes in Washington, Louisville, and New York.
This has been a year when we've had many, many serious close calls.
The pilots' union and NTSB want Congress to require all planes to have precise GPS-based air traffic receivers that show surrounding air traffic, something the American Airlines crew did not have in the fatal mid-air crash over Washington.
If we don't have a deadline, it'll never happen.
While the Senate wants to set a deadline, the House has declined, concerned that it would create an excessive burden on airlines and aircraft owners.